Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Who's Better Than You? How easy it is to identify with the feelings of the disciples in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 46 through 50. We want to know that we've got greatness within us, that we are not garbage, that we have important value. We all too easily feel inferior. Most of the time, we're controlled by an unmet need to feel better about ourselves. In an effort to convince ourselves that we're okay, we use words like a shrinking ray to diminish others. This is why Jesus gave the disciples and us a couple of examples of how equally special everyone is to him and why. It's based on what he preached in Matthew 25. What we do to others, we do to him. In this case, the caring and acceptance that we give to a child is caring and acceptance that we give to Jesus. We are not greater than or superior to children, for through them we encounter God, who alone is superior. Children know less than we do, but once in a while they come up with a gem of wisdom or an insight that challenges us. And because they are children, we dismiss it with a condescending smile and, oh, how cute. But that's not how Jesus treats them. That's not how Jesus wants to treat them through us. What about adults? We expect them to believe us when we tell them what's right and what's wrong, and when they challenge us with an insight that goes against our perception of the truth, we diminish what they said so that we can protect ourselves from feeling inferior. But that's not how Jesus treats them. That's not how Jesus treats us. At some point in our lives, we discover that we could feel good about ourselves if we belong to the right group, the in crowd, the elite club, the high status jobs, the most respected parish ministry. Christ's disciples, because they were members of his inner circle, assumed that they'd been given special privileges. When an outsider acted as if he had the same privileges, they didn't think he was equally qualified. We all know people who don't match our idea of who's qualified. But if they're not working against God's kingdom, we'd better not do anything against them, for that's the same as being against Jesus. Know that you are not inferior. It's only God's opinion of you that really matters. In his eyes, you are as important as anyone else. Jesus loves you as much as he loves his own mother. Once you realize this and let it heal your wounded heart, the temptation to feel superior will diminish. And every time you feel inferior to others again, ask God what hidden wound needs more healing. And if you do whatever it takes to open up to that healing, eventually the temptation to feel superior will disappear.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.